For the text for this day of St. Luke the Evangelist, we hear the first four verses from the Gospel of Luke, where Luke is writing the introduction. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. In the name of Jesus, amen. The word Luke uses is certainty. We live, we know, in quite the opposite, a world of doubt, of uncertainty. But our Lord wants us to have certainty. The things we see around us, we don't even need to recount them. The chaos, the violence, the hatred of neighbor against neighbor, the failure of public servants who oftentimes serve themselves. It all drives uncertainty. We're driven to uncertainty by conversations with friends, afraid of what tomorrow brings, with loved ones searching for some little sliver of permanence in a shaky world. Worst of all, we're driven to uncertainty by ourselves, our own conscience, by this voice of God's law accusing us, standing us before the face of God empty. In all of this, Jesus gives certainty. So on the church calendar, we know this is the day of St. Luke the Evangelist. It only gets recognized on a Sunday about once every 7 years as it rolls around because it falls on the other days of the week. But when he writes his account of the gospel of our Lord Jesus, Luke gives that statement of his purpose. It seemed good to me, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. Luke 1:4. Certainty concerning the things you have been taught. So a quick word about Luke, about who he was. Luke, we know, was not one of the apostles. He was not one of those 12 men who were Jewish, who lived in the towns around Jerusalem, whom Jesus then called to be apostles. According to church history, Luke was a Gentile. He would have been from the Greek city called Antioch, in the area that we today call Turkey, back then just considered part of the Greek world. According to church history, Luke was probably brought to faith by Paul, as Paul was traveling throughout the Greek lands, and as a doctor, Luke may even have helped Paul by attending to his illnesses. We see some of that referenced in the church fathers. So Luke's gospel is a little different. We have the Matthew, the Mark, and the John gospels, and they were all good Jews, circumcised, brought up around the synagogue, knowing the ceremonial law of Moses. Matthew, Mark, and John all write from what we might call an Israelite or a Jewish perspective. And their style of writing follows that. It's more poetic at times, more circular, sometimes hard for us to follow the logic. Because they don't write by logic, they write more by poetry. Luke's gospel, though, is different, more Greek, more logical, more straightforward with regard to keeping dates in order and following the historical timeline of Jesus' travel to the cross. We might even say that if you and I had never read a gospel account of Jesus, maybe the first one we should start with would be Luke, because he comes from the Gentile world, as we do, and his gospel might fall in line better with the way that things make sense to us. So after Matthew writes his gospel, and then Mark writes his, along comes Luke to write a gospel to go out into the Gentile world. It's the same gospel, of course, no difference, the same history of a man named Jesus, born in Bethlehem, crucified outside of Jerusalem to take away the sin of the world. But anyone reading the gospel accounts can see that the Holy Spirit used different men to give the account in somewhat different ways. So Luke writes his gospel. He writes it in the first case to Theophilus, a Greek name meaning one who loves God. But in the second case, the gospel is written for all those who will follow, for us and our families. The Holy Spirit having Luke's gospel along with Matthew's and Mark's and John's to be circulated and read throughout all of the churches. And the gospel is written to Theophilus, Luke says, so that you may know the certainty of those things in which you have been instructed. Luke 1:4. If we want a quick reference of how we can encourage our own youth in learning the Lord's doctrine, that Greek word for having been instructed happens to be catechized. Katecheo in the Greek. So we catechize our youth, taking them through the Lord's doctrine. But who instructed this Theophilus? We don't know much about Theophilus, and we don't know who instructed him. Probably Paul. Maybe some of Paul's students helped. Also, Theophilus surely had heard the gospel accounts of Matthew and Mark, which were already there. But however that took place for Theophilus, Luke will leave him in no doubt that the gospel in which he has been instructed is the gospel bringing certainty. What is the certainty? Luke writes of to Theophilus, the certainty that our Lord Jesus wants you and me to have. It is the certainty that the name of Jesus is holy and his mercy is for those who fear him. Luke 1:50. It is the certainty that in looking upon Jesus, you are looking upon your salvation. A salvation which is a light for all the Gentiles and for the people of Israel. Luke writes that at Luke 2:30. Luke writes to give us the certainty that this Jesus is the Son of God and God's love is found in him. Luke 3:22. It is a certainty that Jesus has taken all our temptation and sin upon himself and he has defeated the devil in our stead. Luke chapter 4. Luke the evangelist writes his gospel account to give every sinner the certainty that Jesus has taken all leprosy and sickness upon himself, has touched the skin of lepers and healed them, and looking upon the sick and paralyzed, upon those burdened by guilt, those covered in shame, he has spoken the most life-giving words of all. Your sins are forgiven you. Luke 5:20. Through the hand of Luke, the Holy Spirit bestows upon the church the certainty that Jesus had compassion on the widow of Nain who had lost her son, and he told her not to weep. Then he touched the casket of the son and said to the corpse, "Young man, I say to you, stand up." Luke wrote that down so that we would know that those words of life are for us and our families too. Luke 7:14. As a gift to us from our Lord, Luke wrote down the words, giving us the certainty that Jesus cast out the legion of demons from the demon-possessed man and claimed that man as his own. Luke 8:38. That he has rejected those who would withhold the kingdom of God from a child. Jesus then saying that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are the least. Luke 9:48. The certainty that Jesus gives us to pray to his Father in heaven as our Father, praying that his name be holy among us, making us holy as our sins are forgiven here on earth, and we are given to forgive those who sin against us. Luke 11:2. The certainty that we are not to fear those who can hurt us, even those who can take our life, but we are to fear only him who can cast us into hell. Luke 12:5. And the only one who can cast you into hell is the Lord. But when you look at him, You hear him saying to the church, "Fear not, little flock," Luke 12:32. And you see in his hands the nail prints of his crucifixion. And you remember the words Luke wrote of our Lord's crucifixion, of Jesus saying from the cross, "Father, forgive them," Luke 23:34. And him saying to the thief crucified next to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise," Luke 23:43. And remembering all these words in which you have been instructed, you remember the certainty that everything Jesus did, everything he spoke to the rejected and the drunkards and the thieves, every glass of wine and dinner that he had with sinners and tax collectors, all that he taught, all that he suffered in his trial and crucifixion, he did it all for you. For you, that you would hear the word he speaks in the church to forgive your sin, that you would daily be brought to the gift of repentance and forgiveness he gave you in your baptism, that you would have the certainty of the gift that he is giving you as he gives you his body and blood to eat and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. Luke, he wrote his account, but he did not write about Luke. He wrote no autobiography. He wrote the account of Jesus, that you, in this world of uncertainty, in this uncertainty even of our own sin, the doubt brought by our own weakness, the shame covering us, Luke wrote that you and me and our children would have the certainty of those things in which we have been instructed by the apostles. And this is the certainty that Jesus is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world, that he is the one who justifies the sinner, and he is your Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.